Welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast. I am here with Buzz from Chicano-ish. He's a podcaster, artist, skateboarder. You have like a few things going on for you, or mm-hmm. and more. And this is episode 99. Thank That's you awesome. For
I'm
coming
glad, I'm
on.
Glad I can be here. Yeah, I'm glad I could be here for episode 99. It would have been a lot cooler if it was 100, but I'm glad to be here.
You know what? I thought of that, and then I was like, I hope he doesn't think that, because 99 is actually, I feel like 99 is really cool.
Why is that?
Just, like, I feel like 1999 was really cool, so I thought, like,
yeah,
you know.
That's the year I was born. Yep.
Was it the year you were born?
Yep. Yeah.
What? Really?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Do you remember 1999?
Yeah.
How was 1999 for you?
All right. Okay, so did you know Still Dre from Dr. Dre came out in 1999, the year you were born?
I did not know that, actually.
And That's you know that song, legendary. Right?
Yeah, legendary.
And then there's Every Morning by Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray.
You know Sugar Ray.
Never heard. Yeah, I know who he, Sugar Ray Leonard. I know who Sugar Ray Leonard is. Sugar Ray, I think he had a hit in like 2010.
He sang Fly, or like they sang Fly, Sugar Ray. Like, I just want to fly. Put your arms around. I'm not going to start singing.
Yeah, all right. That's fine.
And then there was also Steal My Sunshine. You know that song.
I don't.
I feel like if I could sing to you, you would know.
Okay. Maybe, is there, what is it called? Is there a way I could kind of...
Yeah.
Really quick.
I think it's by Len, L-E-N, Steal My Sunshine. Yeah. You know it. I know you know it. I feel like everyone knows it. It plays everywhere.
Okay.
Or at least in Canada.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
That was one of my favorite songs.
During and the then, time?
Yeah. And then My Name Is by Eminem.
Yep. Everyone knows that.
All right. Okay. And then I Googled today some things in 1999, and new English terms in 1999 was carbon footprint, dash cam, texting, vape, and blog. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That makes sense. That makes sense, actually. That's probably why I vape a lot. I don't vape too much.
I actually do.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, not like during the day. Like, to help me sleep, I have like some extra stuff in that vape to help me.
right. When I'm drinking, I like if someone has a vape, I'll go ahead and hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Carbon
so
footprint.
With vaping, like, I usually smell like cotton candy and stuff. Is there anything in there?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly what's in there. That's why I tend to stay away from them. I don't know. I like the nicotine though, so
yeah.
Sometimes I will, but I've heard that a lot of the stuff in there is like extremely terrible. That's why.
Yeah, I heard it's like pretty bad for you.
Yeah, that's why I started actually doing what Dave Jokes does. If for the people that don't know, that's another podcast. I started smoking cigars.
Oh yeah, has he been telling cigars. You which ones are good?
Yeah, he actually made some recommendations. And my the first cigar I bought, he gave me a nice recommendation. Basically, he said I should smoke a lighter one, and it was awesome. And ever since then, every weekend I'll smoke a cigar.
That's cool.
Yeah,
do you have like a cigar cutter and everything?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Yep. Are you gonna...
Yeah, do you like cigars?
I actually don't mind them. I don't mind the smell. I'm actually like really happy that you were born in 1999 and you're on the 99th episode. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that actually, that, you know, I take it back what I said before. That it is a lot cooler now that I was on episode 99.
Yeah, I actually think 99 is better than 100.
Really? So you rather have $99?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Not me.
I don't want to be greedy.
I guess. The dollar could go to something else.
You know, there was, I don't know if you heard about the Y2K panic in 1999.
I heard about that, where all electronics were supposed to basically turn, they weren't going to be able to, what is it? Process the next year, basically, for some mm-hmm. reason, or some shit like that. It was something stupid like that, right?
Yeah, and I was actually worried because I thought the world was going to end. And we had a family dinner, like a New Year's dinner at home. And then we were on the balcony about to set off some fireworks. And then I'm like, where's my dad? And right at when it became New Year's 2000, year 2000, my dad turned off the electricity to scare us.
Wow. I bet that got you guys, though.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, was like, oh, my God.
Right. In theory, I guess if, like, it does make sense, though, to kind of panic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. I mean, I wouldn't. But remember, in 2012, there was something similar. Remember that? The world was supposed to end because, like, the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
And shit.
And back in 2000, like, I'm not that old, so I was, like, pretty young back then. So I was just listening to everyone talking, and then I was just, like, freaking out.
Oh,
like,
yeah, okay.
Praying. Oh, my God, please.
That's when people still prayed.
I pray.
Oh, I do too. I'm a man of God for sure. But I mean, if you see how shit is now, it's like almost no one has faith anymore. But that's besides the point. You know.
Oh no, that's okay. You can say whatever you want on the Bombastic Podcast.
All right, cool. Yeah, to me, that's where shit's gonna go south though. Like when people stop having morals and stop believing in. I don't know.
No,
that is good.
I actually like started going to church not every Sunday, but like every time I'm not working.
Good.
And it's only because it's a church that I don't feel judged at. And my dad, his friends go there, so that's the only reason I go. But yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Nice.
Yeah. But they're really nice and they're really cool. And there's a lot of churches that you go and you just feel like judged.
Yeah, most of them.
Right? So
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Anyways.
I have some Muslim friends, and I remember it's kind of messed up. Like back when we were like 17, they had to go prayer. I think that's what, I don't know, I forgot what they called it. But we went up there, before we went up there, we all smoked and we were all high as hell, man. And I remember like we had to wash our feet before we like stepped on the mats and stuff. And I remember like people were just staring at us and it was just awkward as hell. I'm not Muslim, so I felt evil.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, even like I grew up going to church and. Yeah, I still feel like judged, even though like I went to church my whole life, but I like stopped for like a few years, and I actually felt evil, like, going to a Catholic church, because they were all, like, they were all doing the sign of the cross and everything, and I just, like, sat down. I didn't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
But...
that's the type of... So, all right, before anything, I actually ate a dragon fruit. Do you like dragon fruit?
I've had dragon fruit, like, once. Really? What does it do to you?
All right, so that's actually a good question, though, because it's, like, packed with fiber, and, I mean, it's packed with fiber. So if you eat too many, you'll have the runs.
So is that what's happening right now?
No, actually, I just ate one. But one time I ate, like, three.
I thought that's why you brought it up.
I know, right?
That's funny.
Yeah. Are you big into fruit at all?
I love strawberries and blackberries, raspberries. You know the one thing I don't like?
What's that?
Actually, there's three things I don't like. Watermelon.
What the fuck? Why? Why?
I don't know. I'm weird.
You don't like what? Is it like the texture?
So I just talked about this on the podcast before, or episode, I don't know. But it was like, the taste and the texture, everything.
You just don't like anything about it.
Yeah, like, I feel like you're biting into, like, styrofoam.
That makes sense. That does make sense. Maybe. Yeah, it does make sense. But it might be just the Canadian watermelons, honestly. Like,
you know what? That might be it. Because when I go to Jamaica and Dominican and all the good places, they all have, like, good, like, fresh fruit, like pineapple. Everything is so good. And then I come back here and I'm, like, all, like, depressed.
Dude, our fruit sucks.
Oh, yeah, because you're pretty high up.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, when I was working up north, I technically was in Canada for a second, drove across the bridge, and then I came back, and I was, you know, I was, that was that.
Yeah.
I think Michigan would be closer to, have you ever been to Michigan?
I think I have. Like, is that where, like, Ontario, I think, yeah, we crossed the border in Ontario.
Yeah.
Like Niagara Falls area. So I think we went to Michigan.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Where have you all been in the U.S.?
I've been all the along the West Coast, and then Texas, and Arizona.
Oh, you've been all the good places.
And then in August, I'm going to Tennessee and New York.
Nice. I heard good things about Tennessee, and then New York, obviously, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Have you been?
I've been to New York. That shit is, I go every year with my buddies, and that shit is awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We take our skateboards, and we just ride around, eat the cheap food at the bodegas. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we kind of look like, you never been to New York?
No.
Oh, well, you're due for it. You're going to be there pretty soon.
Yeah.
So other than that, you've been outside of your, you know, outside the country, our side. Like, you've been to islands and shit more than the U.S., huh?
Yeah, I feel like I'm more American than Canadian.
Yeah. I don't know why I was expecting you to have an English accent. I just...
Oh, really? Well, I'm half British.
Oh.
So, did you know that?
No, I actually didn't.
My mom is from England. Why did you think I had an English accent?
I have no idea, even though I've heard you, I mean, a couple of times, so I don't know. That's
That's funny.
I
that's actually really smart because you realized I'm half English.
Yeah, see, and also Canada, are they still under British, what is it called?
Yeah, we have the queen on our money.
Oh,
but
okay,
it should be the king, right? Because she died. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, right. Dude, I saw a TikTok of him crying because everyone was denying him as their king. They said he's not their king. And I'm just like, dude, they made a grown man cry.
Was it AI or it was him?
No, it was actually him. It was just like a picture, though. It wasn't like actually crying like a video, but it was like a picture that they had snuck.
I feel like I don't believe anything on the internet anymore.
That's understandable, honestly. That's yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right. So during the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now that's when that's when people dressed the coolest as far as like that's when like the skating stuff was the best, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Based off what I see. Do you recall any of that stuff?
Yeah. That was when I was like I think like a preteen. So I didn't really like if I was to wear whatever I wore back then, I wouldn't not touch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, right. Like when you grow up and it reminds you of like what you wore in high school, you don't even want to go near that.
That's
but
actually really true.
I do remember like Avril Lavigne was very popular. I used to wear like Roxy clothing and stuff, but I didn't even like skateboard or surf or all anything.
Right. All right. It's just a style. That's cool.
You want to hear something?
Yeah, yeah.
So, because you like to skateboard, I remember in, I think it was grade 12, where the class clown, I like obviously had a crush on him because he was funny, right? Because I like funny people. And he had a skateboard, and I told him one day that I like to ollie and can do a 360. And
right.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Oh, do you want to hang out after school?" And I wasn't expecting him to say that. So yeah. I just said like, "Oh, maybe another day." And then I practiced on my brother's skateboard at home and I couldn't do it. So I just like stopped talking to him.
Dude, you might have ruined your chance.
But after that, I never lied I was like, you know what? It's not worth lying.
No, dude, you always get caught up somehow.
Yeah, like don't lie, people.
Yep, there was this one time where I told my ex that I told her I was gonna hang out like at home with my family, but my friend and I left my phone at home, and my friend picked me up, and we like went to a bar, because I used to tell her like I'm not gonna go to the bar. I'm just. You know, I don't go to bars and stuff. Like I'm just for her, you know, just for her to feel better, whatever. And one of her friends was there at the bar.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I'm already fucked. So I just was still talking to the lady I was talking to. I was talking to a lady at the
bar. Yeah.
I'm like, whatever, dude. I'm already caught. But it turns out that her friend didn't say anything. And then one time when they were hanging out. And, you know, my ex left to do whatever.
Yeah.
She had told me that wasn't cool. And that's it. I'm like, so actually, maybe that's why I still lie sometimes.
Wait, so she said that wasn't cool, but her friend didn't say anything? So how did she know?
No, she actually didn't. I got caught up a few times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yep. Sloppily leaving footprint, like, because I had two phones, and then I would like switch out the locations, but sometimes I would like forget, and I would just get the jig is up, go back home.
I'll ask you why you have two phones after the podcast, okay?
All right, yeah. Oh, work phone.
Oh, work phone, okay.
Yeah, right.
You know a lot about birds, right?
I'm an expert identifier.
Like, do people still send you pictures?
Yep, and I tell them, yeah, that's a bird.
Okay, can you tell me something?
About bird?
Well, I just mean, like, last week, I'm not even joking. I'm not lying. I promise. I stopped lying back in grade 12. I got crapped on twice by a bird last week.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
No, but I heard that's good fortune.
Man, I think it's bad luck, honestly. You got shit on you.
I googled it. It's good fortune.
Really? Look, that honestly, probability of that extremely, like, I feel like it's lower than, like, not than it not, right? Mm-hmm. Or than it actually happened. So I guess that is pretty lucky. That's like dropping a penny from the sky or something.
I wasn't even in the same spot. I was in different cities.
Oh, damn. So you're double lucky.
Yeah, I'm double lucky.
Yeah, that bird was following you.
It was a seagull.
Nice, nice. Canadian.
Do you have them in Milwaukee?
Yeah, dude. They're actually rats over there. They're like, I don't know how they are over there, but people hate them over here. And sometimes you see them ran over in the like on the freeway and stuff in the street.
Yeah, run over.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Wow, I've never seen like a run over crow. Seagull.
Oh yeah, I see it all the time. Yeah, actually, what's funny is I was telling my dad that their wingspan is fucking pretty big. Like, I think it was like 5 to 6 feet or something like that.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, holy shit, that's.
Do you have like? That is a lot.
I don't know. That's just insane to me. It's like a human.
They are pretty big. Like, obviously, I've seen them up close because they managed to do that. Right. But we have like eagles around here. Do you? I bet you have those too. Yeah.
Dude, we got to go so far up north. Like they're not just everywhere here. They're more in the country. So I've only seen one eagle in my lifetime, like a bald eagle, like American eagle. You know, like
really?
Typical. Yeah. Yep.
Wow. We have them, like, I have a park right by, and I see them all the time. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What do they eat? You see them come down?
I don't know,
sometimes?
But you know what? The crows always chase them.
Oh, they're, like, biting them?
Yeah, they, like, three crows will always, like, chase one eagle. Probably the eagle is getting, like, or going by the nest or
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, I'd say. Now, do you see hawks often?
Not where I live, but I can go and see, like, it's not that far where I can see a hawk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I actually got, like, a lot of questions, and I hope you have time to answer them from people.
Yeah, okay, yep, I'll answer all of them.
Oh, thank you. All right. So from Antonio Lopez, you know him, right?
Yeah.
He's from California.
Yep.
He's like, has doing Chicano-ish podcasts brought your relationship with your family closer?
Nah, but actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. No. But we enjoy doing it because we've always been close.
That's cool.
If you ask them, they might say yeah, but to me, I think we've always been pretty cool. You know, I take that back. Yeah, because we're forced to hang out on Saturday. Well, not forced, but, you know, we hang out on Saturdays, and I do enjoy it. So, I would say, yeah, actually, it does. It has made us closer.
Sometimes do you get forced?
Yeah. I mean, look, In the early on, yeah, I used to get forced. I did not used to want to. So that's why I think, yeah, because I kind of set that aside, learned about them more, and
yeah,
now we're all pretty close.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Like, I don't even bring up my podcast in front of my brothers; they'll just make fun of me. So that's.
Oh really?
It's okay. No, they're nice.
All Canadians are nice.
Yeah. No, not all of them.
Not all.
Okay. Another question from Chuco Chisme podcast. They're from El Paso, Texas. And they want to know what inspires your art.
Okay, I could answer that actually. But who asked that question? That's a good question.
Oh, Chew Coaches Me.
Okay.
It's a podcast.
Nice. So I would say what inspired my art is the stuff that I think up, I try to mash it all up on a piece of paper. So the way I'm feeling, because sometimes you feel like you're losing, you know, you're going insane. Mm-hmm. And I want it to be a puzzle for people to not be able to figure out, but sometimes they do figure it out, which is rare. I think my dad is the only one who could decipher like most of the stuff, but like all the art that I do is basically, it tells a story on how it's feeling, what was going on current, you know, during that current time. And so it's based off how I'm feeling. And I'm always feeling like a whole wide variety of emotions. So you could kind of see it on the piece of paper or canvas. Whatever. It's awesome.
I'm
amazed by myself, honestly.
Yeah, you should be. It's really good. I've seen your art on your Instagram and like the video. Is it videography?
Oh, yeah, I do videography as well.
Video editing and everything?
Yep. Video editing, it's pretty cool. Yep. Thank you. That stuff is fun.
Do you sell your art?
Sometimes. When it comes to, like, the cover, like, the artist cover photos for their music, yeah, I'll charge them for those. But... No, not really. That's the only thing I charge for, like
mm-hmm.
covers and stuff. But as far as my personal stuff, I can't sell. I've tried. There was another artist who wanted one of my paintings, and we were going to trade. And last minute, I'm just like, nah, I just can't do it. I can't sell none of my work.
Because you want to, like, hold on to them?
Yeah, I have like the emotions, like I said, it's like looking back on a diary except with no words. It's awesome.
Yeah. So say that like someone asked you for some art, would you make them?
Would I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends what it is though, because I've had a request once, and he asked me if I could paint like his parents, which unfortunately passed away, so sorry to hear that, but like, yeah, but I'm like, no, I don't think I can, man. Like, I don't want to disrespect them.
Yeah,
you know, my kind of painting.
No, because I'm asking because I have different people's art on my wall, and so if you ever want to do.
Oh, of course I'll make one for you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anything
for you. Yeah, of course.
Even if it was just like, yeah, it can, I like whatever. I'm
all right.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have I have Jimi Hendrix on my wall, and I have some random picture of a painting of a face with like, and it's all like painted, the eyes are painted out, and it's from my cousin. But yeah. That'd be really cool to have one of yours on my wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. Did we ever send you the snacks?
No, that's okay.
Are you serious?
It's okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to, because we had the box already.
Oh, really?
That's weird. Yeah, yeah. Okay, maybe, you know what? I'm not going to speak on it right now, but maybe something happened. Anyway, next time we'll send snacks. Well, next time I send snacks, I'll send a painting as well.
And I'm not asking it for free. I'm like, I'll pay you.
But no, absolutely not. Just friendship is good enough.
Speaking of the tips that I sent, that was so funny when your dad said the dog didn't even like them.
Dude, the dog did not like the ketchup chips.
That is so funny. Did you like them or no? You could be honest. No, I don't like it. Just hell no.
They were mid. I was just like, what the? And I'm just like, how do people like these? They can't be that popular in Canada.
They actually, they're just like Doritos. They're like, oh, ketchup chips. Yeah, you're getting ketchup chips? Okay. You know?
So they're it's not like a novelty?
No, it's like having sour cream and onion. Yeah, it's normal.
So let's say you have regular Lay's chips and you didn't buy the ketchup ones. Would you put ketchup on them?
Ew, no. I don't like ketchup, but I like ketchup chips.
What? I'm not going to knock you for that. That makes sense because it's like, yeah.
It's okay. Like, I don't like watermelon, but I'll have watermelon-flavored things.
Right. Okay, that makes sense, too. Like, that's how, my dad's actually the opposite with peach. He likes peaches, but he won't eat peach-flavored things that much.
Yeah, I don't like fuzzy peaches, but I like peaches.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why everyone likes fuzzy peaches.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I thought you meant I actually don't know too much about the actual like fruit. I mean, I don't know why people would like the fuzz on them.
Yeah.
But you're why talking about the right? The rings, right?
Yeah.
Peach rings? Oh yeah. Yeah. I like those.
Okay.
The other day.
Yeah.
Really quick. I woke up from my slumber and I wanted a fruit. I wanted to eat like a snack. So I grabbed kiwis. And do you like kiwis?
Yeah.
They're good, right?
They don't taste like anything.
No. You don't think they taste like anything?
No.
A little sweet, or not really, not at all.
A little bit.
Are they, so are they equivalent to like, let's see, what's something with no flavor? Then you know what? We'll get back to it.
Okay.
I woke up middle of the night and I grabbed the kiwis and I'm like, I'm gonna cut these. I was gonna cut them and I started cutting them and I was eating them and I'm like, you're just doing too much. I ate them with the skin, with the furry skin.
That's fine.
I ate three of them like that.
Well, the skin is pretty thin, so it's probably good for you. Yeah. Did you like look it up later?
Yep. The hair file, like the they I don't know what the hell they have. They have like hair on them, but it apparently like irritates people's stomach and stuff sometimes, but it's not bad for you.
Did you know like cherry, like the is it a cherry pit? They're like really dangerous, and if you eat more than one, that it could be like I think it like you could die from them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I accidentally swallowed one day, and I Googled it, and I was freaking out. But I'm still here.
Yeah. Right, the pit. Remember the swallowing the watermelon seeds that supposedly a watermelon would grow in your stomach?
I wouldn't know because I didn't eat them.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That was like people would talk about like putting beans up your nose and it would grow.
Putting what?
like a bean up your nose, and then it will like grow. Yeah. Did you hear about that?
No.
That was probably like a 1990 something joke. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A little bit before my time.
Yeah. Javier Garcia Esparza Jr. I think you know who he is. I think I've seen him. Yeah. He wants to know, will you use a bath ball?
A dodgeball?
A bath ball. A bath bomb.
Oh, a bath. Oh, hell yeah. Dude, I take baths every week, at least once.
Did you ever try it? Like the ones they sent?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think my mom has. But I just never got around to it, really. I know you, don't you? You literally have a brand.
Yeah, Bombtastic.
That's where this comes. Okay, that makes sense.
By the way, I love your family.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they're pretty cool, right?
Yeah, like I talk to your mom a lot. I've messaged your sister. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See,
we're all family. Really cool. Yeah. Okay, so Chris Spring Live. He wants to know your top three conspiracies.
Oh, this is okay. Number one would be, let's see. I was just thinking about it today. Okay, I'm gonna need just a couple seconds. All right, so yeah, I was at the gym and I remember it, this theory for some reason, but everyone knows what the Titanic is, right?
Yeah.
So there's a theory that this was a insurance fraud. Basically, they J.P. Morgan or the Rothschild, they had planned to kill a few millionaires that were on that boat,
because
they were against the Federal Reserve banking, and they planned this whole thing to kill them and also get this insurance money off of the Titanic. I think it's pretty interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I don't know, the fact that JP Morgan last second decided to get off that boat, kind of suspicious to me.
So instead of just like shooting them on the boat, they crashed the boat.
Yeah. So the disaster looks a little more legit.
Wow.
A nice payout from it. During that time, actually, that was a common thing, like for businesses to do. They would burn their businesses down and kind of. That's why what is it called? Exit, you know, the all that stuff. The fire exit signs and
yeah.
That's why that stuff was brought into it, because a lot of business owners were burning their businesses down for the insurance money.
I heard that happens even like not that long ago. I remember hearing about it like 10 years ago, that people still do that.
Yeah, they do. It's kind of hilarious, but unfortunately people have to die for it to look legit.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, kind of sucks.
Have you heard of the Lullaby Fear podcast?
No.
Okay, she's like crazy. She's amazing at what she does. And she talks about the Titanic, but she mentioned how, and you probably heard about it, how it wasn't called the Titanic. It was called Olympia Olympia,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. Here, let's see. The Olympic. The RMS Olympic. Yeah, yep. Looked exactly like it.
Yeah, but you should check her podcast out. It's actually, she's really good. She like researches and everything. Not like me where I like say something and I'm not sure. But yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It's really good.
Check that out. Lullaby.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard the name. I think she's been on. Has she been on with Ask the Fellows?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I've heard her name for sure.
Ashley Alana. Yeah.
Alana. Okay.
Also, two days ago, I was at a bar because I knew the band that was playing. It was Soul Purpose. He's like a saxophone player and his wife is really fun. But anyways, their grandparents were supposed to go on the Titanic, but they got sick. So, yeah, if they went on, they wouldn't be here. It's crazy.
No, or yeah, right. Or at least the grandfather wouldn't. Some of the women were able to make it out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, see, good thing they didn't.
Yeah. So what's the other two conspiracies?
Okay, second one, I'm probably going to get caught enough for this, but I think, like, we live amongst, like, lizard people.
All right.
Yeah, like reptilians and stuff. People always, like, think that is just way out there, but that's just something I truly believe in. And, like, aliens and stuff, like, well...
Oh, aliens.
Extraterrestrial beings that live amongst us that look human.
Because there's a conspiracy about Mark from Facebook.
Dude, Mark Zuckerberg, that fucker is weird, bro. Mark Zuckerberg, he looks weird.
And I heard he's a lizard.
Yeah, see, I believe that. That's why he's in a beat the shit out of Elon Musk when they fight.
You know what? You should hang out with my mom. You guys would get along.
Yeah, why is that?
Because she one time I was filming her and it was like the queen was, she was doing her speech because she does a speech every Christmas, right? And then yeah. She was like the first man on the moon. And then my mom was like, it's a hoax. And I just feel like you.
That was actually my third one.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So I think we would get along.
Yeah.
What's that the was third my third. One? Yeah, the moon landing is fake.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Russia definitely was there first. If anyone was on the moon at all.
You were meant to be on 99 because you were born in 99 and you yep. think the moon landing is fake.
Yeah, exactly right. So, one other thing about the Mark Zuckerberg guy, there's a video that you guys should look up about when he's doing an interview and the lady who's interviewing him asked to see the inside of his jacket and he gets like extremely weird and kind of upset, and when he shows everyone the inside of his jacket, there's just like a bunch of like shit that is almost like the Zodiac killer or something, something that's, there's a message in that jacket that's kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, bit off.
That is weird. You know, like people like sell their souls to the devil to get higher.
Yeah, I believe that too.
So, I don't know. I'm not saying anything. Right. I'm just saying something.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
Okay, so. That's cool. That's crazy how, like, that was your third one. Because I don't know many conspiracies. But, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is.
All I know is about the Barons. The Berenstain Bears. The Berenstain
Bears. That one is creepy. Yeah, the Berenstain Bears. Or Berenstain, yeah.
Berenstain.
Yeah, something, right? The three.
Yeah.
The two bears and then the parents.
And you know what? I could prove it to you because I have a VHS somewhere and it's the Berenstain Bears and it's like an old Christmas VHS.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. I like after the podcast, I'll try and find it and I'll send you a picture.
That's so creepy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's that's why I think we could be programmed as well.
Yeah.
To like, you know, I'm not gonna go too off too, you know, off the far end too much right now.
Yeah. I'm not like scared, but yeah. We'll scare everyone listening.
Right. There was this one week where I would stay up late and I would just watch conspiracies, and I remember I was not able to sleep at all. Like,
oh wow.
Whatsoever. Yeah, and I felt like I was going manic, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna put this stuff down.
Yeah. I feel like I believe anything could be possible. But like, I don't really watch a lot because I don't want to start like thinking too much. Because when you think too much, that's when you go crazy.
Right. Literally. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So I just like, I know that it's possible, but I just stay away from it.
Yeah, exactly. That's, I know a lot of people like that. I think it's better off to do that probably.
But it's not like I don't believe it, you know?
Yeah, you just don't look into it too much.
Because if you look into it too much, that's when people start going crazy.
Yeah, I can see why people do crazy things sometimes.
His name is Arash, and he wants to know, if you could choose a character from a film from your alter ego, who would you choose and why?
Character. Okay, my favorite film to be my alter that is my alter ego.
If you could choose the character from a film for your alter ego, who would you choose and why?
I'd probably do Deadpool.
Okay.
He doesn't care about anything. So cool, yeah. He can't die.
Oh yeah.
Deadpool, yeah. And he curses. I curse. I'll say any curse word you want me to say right now.
Pinchy.
What was that?
Pinchy. Pinchy?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right. My Spanish is probably just as good, yeah.
I learned it from Chapel 101 because he always, like, I listened to his podcast and it's in Spanish and I don't understand Spanish, but I learned that word from him.
He says it every other sentence.
Yeah. Okay. Legend. We went to Mexico together.
Really?
Yeah. With Irma and Chabo. It was so fun. We went in February. Wow. Yeah.
Nice. I think I do remember that, actually, now that you bring it up.
It was so fun. The food was so good, and like everyone's just so happy everywhere we went. People in Canada, they're not happy all the time. They just keep them to themselves, and I think that's why I have 21% Canadian listeners, because I talk bad about them.
Yeah. I was gonna say my buddy he went to Canada and he's from here, but he said everyone was looking at him funny, like
they do weird,
like they're judgy over there.
They are judgy. Where in Canada did he go?
He went to I want to say Toronto.
Okay, Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah. How is Toronto?
I've only been to the airport. Everyone, whenever I say I'm from Canada, they think I'm from Toronto, but I'm actually on the West Coast. So I'm the same time zone as Ask the Fellas and like California, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Does it, in your area, does it snow?
It snows, sometimes in the winter, but yeah, not all the time in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah, like it's summer right now, so there's no snow. I was going to say, like some years it doesn't even snow.
See, that's what I was curious about, because like in California, it doesn't snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and basically all those states down there, you know, Arizona, whatever, whatever, and then Texas. But is there any states, are they called states where you are?
Provinces.
Provinces. Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any provinces where it doesn't snow?
I don't know. I think it snows everywhere.
Like tropical? No, there's no tropical.
No tropical.
By you?
We're
Oh,
probably
okay.
The most tropical. I don't know. People will probably listen to this and be like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah, right. There's always some people.
I'm always scared to say stuff, but yeah. Well, I don't care. The real listeners are friends with me. You know what I mean? I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
For those people. Anyways.
Right. Yeah.
But no, there's no tropical. I feel like we would probably have the same weather as you. Or you probably have the same weather as Toronto.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, like snow is really bad in the winter, and then it's cold in the fall. And
like sometimes Seattle will have more snow than us. Yeah. All right. Okay. Another question. You know Edgar Alviso?
Hell yeah, that's my boy.
He said, or he asked, when is he finally going to start his podcast? He has been talking about it for a while. And I know the
Come
name
on,
of it. Two Pump Chumps.
Yeah. Yeah, that, honestly, I'm ready already. It's just my guy, man. He's such a lazy bastard.
But we heard the latest one. It was good. Like,
oh, with him in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because my dad talked to him. He's like, you should be on the podcast. I'm like, I've been told him he should be on it. But once he talked to my dad, then he's like, all right, I got to now.
So how will you, like...
Shy.
I told you I'm like, I get like anxiety before my podcast.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know why I do this.
Yeah, right, right. Even when you're just on it alone too?
Yeah, like I always get a little anxious.
Damn, not me. But I'm also an attention whore.
I think you do it like weekly though. I don't.
Oh, that makes sense, actually. Yeah, we do it.
I kind of, like, I always do things, like, on my own. Like, I'll do it whenever I feel like it. But when I have a guest, I'll, like, try and make sure I, like, actually do it. Because that's just rude. But,
makes
yeah.
Sense. Yeah, I like, I, me, I like, well, I used to get nervous, so I did. I really did. That used to suck.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, you realize people like it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll say something and then the next day I'll be like, and the next day after I posted, I'll be like, I'll kind of get anxious because I'm like, oh my God, why did I post that?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yep. Yeah.
I've said some messed up things before. No, that I'm like, I don't think we should have posted that.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But it's myself that posted it. So
yeah, exactly. For me, I get to blame my dad.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, Edgar, honestly, I want to say we'll probably kick it off maybe a month from now. Maybe if he's ready for it, but I also want to have a couple in the stash because we have one stash, but also not that good. He's shy, so he actually last episode we were drinking so he could loosen up, and yeah, that was that.
But it actually, it sounded good.
Did it?
Yeah.
Good. I might have to listen to it.
Yeah, like we couldn't tell you were drinking or anything, so it was good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I get whenever I drink, I get really what is it like? I feel motivational. Yeah, I feel like I should do speeches and stuff.
Oh, you did. You're very passionate the last time, like 2 episodes ago. It wasn't like, oh, he's drinking. It was like, no, it was really good. No, you like opened up and it was nice. A lot of people like when people open up, so good for you.
Yeah, I generally don't either. Yeah, so that's good to hear. So yeah. So imagine I should drink and then go to like a rehab center, give motivational speeches on why they shouldn't drink. You know
that happens.
Really?
Edgar Alviso. Shout out to Ellie Alviso, his wife. They're pretty cool. Actually, they're really cool. Not pretty cool. Yeah. He said, ask Buzz if he has any new history facts he has learned recently.
Oh, I learned something new every day. I would say. See what I did learn something today about. Let me think really quick.
Oh yeah, that's okay.
Okay. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I don't want to use my phone. I could easily look at the. I get a lot of my stuff off TikTok and Twitter now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, I shouldn't use that one. Well, I just said John F. Kennedy's nephew, I believe. I know that's not anything cool or anything, but. There's like a video of him surfacing, and he's like bench pressing. I'm like, what the fuck? Like this is the first like political figure that I've ever seen working out and in shape, like great shape. I know like Vladimir Putin, he's in okay shape.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Okay, let me know. No,
that's good.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. That's just some info.
Like, I know some, like, if you have your own podcast, you'll know the question already, so you'll have time to think about it. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just letting listeners know in case they're, like, listening. And, you know.
Yeah, this motherfucker doesn't even know what he's talking about. I bet that's what they're thinking.
No, you actually you're really smart. I've listened to the podcast, so I know.
I appreciate it.
Well, you can, if you do think of anything, just blurt it out. There's just a few more questions.
Cool.
So Jonathan Rios, he's, I don't know if you, actually, I think he just started listening to you guys because he told me today that I just started listening. Yeah. And because I was like, do you have a question? And then he's like, if a movie was made about the podcast, what actors would play them?
I would say my dad, our podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, easy. My dad would probably be Will Ferrell. Brittany would be like, what's her name? The chick from that 70s show.
Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
Then a little bit.
Yeah, right. Based off like kind of personality, you know. Mm-hmm. I would, just for fun, I would be the guy from, you know, the Step Brothers cast, you know, the two brothers.
Yeah.
I'd be the opposite guy of Will Ferrell.
Really?
No, just to be funny. Yeah. Oh. Me and my dad are like, that's me and my dad.
You want to make more room for activities or whatever they say.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Is that what they say? Let's
Yeah,
make more,
yeah.
yeah, room for act like.
Yeah, they're like, we have so much room for activities, and they're dancing and like doing
Yeah.
karate.
That was a good show, maybe.
Yeah.
Show.
Yeah, that's definitely like my top five.
I don't know what else that guy is in. Like, I know he's in other movies, but I can't think of any right now.
Yeah, I know they were in another movie together, like a race car movie. I forget what it's called.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Okay.
And then that's all I know of them.
So, Chavo 101, Edgar Gomez, he said he listened to the latest episode today. So did I, by the way.
Nice.
He said, weird for him too. He said, you all talk about the gynecologist. His question is, for a prostate exam, would you pick a female doctor or a male doctor?
For a prostate exam?
Yeah.
I would choose a female doctor if I had the choice.
The female?
I feel like with the man, it's a little too personal, man. Like, and men have bigger fingers. Like, men definitely have bigger fingers. Like, that shit would probably hurt. I feel like you're getting,
That's true.
So, females with the W because they have smaller fingers.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
Yeah, right?
And then he said, or I said, or I wrote down, by the way, Chavo loves the Chicanoish family, because he wrote that after. So, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Love you know, isn't it nice, like, to have this, like, little, like, community of podcasters? And there's a lot of people that I would trust more than people I see in Canada.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Like, I trust more.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I trust more people in the podcast community than, like, some people around here. If that makes sense.
Agreed. Yeah, I would say, yeah. The people that we're all, like, intertwined with, they're quality people, too.
They are. They're, like, I feel like they have our backs.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, one more question. Johnny Castillo, he's a comedian from Las Vegas. He wants to know, has Buzz been to infinity?
I've been beyond infinity, man.
I feel like
beyond that.
You're going to say that.
Yeah, I had to.
I just feel like you have been to infinity and beyond.
Oh, yeah. The name is fitting in all aspects.
Yeah. Okay. Buzz, it was so fun to have you on. Like, I was really excited. And thank you so much for taking your time to be on the Bombtastic podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is awesome. I would definitely say we got to do it again. Maybe next time I'll have some questions to ask, you know?
Yeah, I was surprised how many people send in questions. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that was a bit. Yeah, I was pretty shocked as well. And shout out to all the people that, you know, wanted to get to know me a little better.
Oh, and one more thing is, I always laugh because your dad always tries to sneak in shout outs, and that's what I do too. And it just makes me.
Yeah. He used to kill so much time doing that. So.
Yeah. And it's funny because you guys would get like annoyed, and it was. Yeah. I just love the podcast. It's don't tell anyone, but it's one of my favorites.
All right, I'll make sure to keep that a secret.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good
night.
Right,
yeah, no problem. You as well. Thank you for having me on.